with all the trades in Buffalo Sabres history, what are my top three picks? Find out coming up. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another video of Sports Talk Buffalo. With more than 250 trades in the history of the Buffalo Sabres franchise, there is no question that they have been on the losing side of quite a few trades. However, this means that they have also been on the winning side of quite a few trades, including some absolute steals. So with that, these are my three best trades in Buffalo Sabres history. Starting with number three, and it's a twofer, the acquisition of future captain Chris Drury. According to TradeTracker.com, on July 3rd of 2003, the Sabres traded D-man Rhett Warner and recently acquired center Steven Reinprecht, who was acquired earlier that day for a defenseman Keith Ballard and a first-round pick, to the Calgary Flames in exchange for Steve Bajan and Chris Drury. Now, Drury eventually became the Buffalo Sabres captain, leading Buffalo to a President's Trophy in the 2006-2007 season. He also scored 189 points in his 234 games while wearing a Buffalo Sabres uniform. As we all know, following that President's Trophy winning season, the Buffalo Sabres lost Chris Drury in free agency to the New York Rangers. Now, the second part of this twofer is, of course, Daniel Briere, as you cannot really talk about the Buffalo Sabres and Chris Drury without bringing up his counterpart in Daniel Briere. Briere was traded for during the 2003 NHL season, and Briere was traded along with a third-round pick, which was sent to Buffalo in exchange for Buffalo sending to Arizona Chris Gratton and a fourth-round pick. The Buffalo Sabres' third-round pick in that exchange also became a very solid defenseman for the Buffalo Sabres for many years in Andre Sequeira. While Chris Gratton was a very solid bottom six power forward, there is no question that the Buffalo Sabres won this trade, as Briere went on to be one of the main pieces in a tremendous run of back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals appearances. As we all know, we also did lose Daniel Briere to free agency to the Philadelphia Flyers following that tremendous 06-07 season. However, while in Buffalo, Daniel Briere amassed 230 points in 225 games, including a 95-point season that helped Buffalo win that President's Trophy. Now, the second best trade, in my opinion, in Sabres history that they have ever pulled off goes way back to the beginning of the franchise days, and that is on March 4th, 1972. The Buffalo Sabres traded aging forward Eddie Shack for what would be the final piece to what Buffalo Sabres know as the French Connection in Rene Robert. Robert spent 8 seasons with the Buffalo Sabres, playing 524 games, scoring 552 points. In 7 full seasons with the Buffalo Sabres, Rene Robert would never score less than 21 goals, with his best season being 40 goals, 60 assists for 100 points in the 1974 and 75 season. Robert went on to be inducted into the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame, as well as having his number 14 jersey retired by the organization, making this easily one of the best trades in franchise history. Now, before we get on to talk about the number one best trade, in my opinion, in franchise history, I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. I talk Bills, Sabres, and the University at Buffalo men's basketball team and football team right here on this page. And also remember to check out some cool merch. The links will be in the description below. Now on to that number one trade in Buffalo Sabres history, and that is, you guessed it, the Buffalo Sabres acquiring Dominic Hasek. On August 7th, 1992, the Buffalo Sabres traded goalie Steven Beauregard to the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for Dominic Hasek. And as we all know, Hasek went on to become arguably the greatest goaltender of all time. During his time with the Buffalo Sabres, Hasek played in 491 games, amassing a record of 234 wins, 170 losses, and 70 ties. Hasek finished his Buffalo Sabres career with an absolutely incredible 2.22 goals against and a stunning .926 save percentage. Also during his time, Dominic Hasek won an incredible 6 Vezina trophies along with 2 Hart trophies, becoming the first goalie in history to win the award multiple times. Hasek is also the only goalie to face the most shots per 60 minutes in NHL history and have the highest save percentage to finish the season, and he accomplished that feat 2 times in a Buffalo uniform. Also, during his time with the Buffalo Sabres, Dominic Hasek went on to be a 6-time first-team All-Star, also winning the Lester B. Pearson Award twice, and also the William M. Jennings Trophy 2 times with the Buffalo Sabres. Hasek was also inducted into the Buffalo Sabres Hall of Fame, as well as having his number 39 retired by the franchise, much like Rene Robert. Hasek would also go on, after he finished his career, of course, to be inducted into the NHL Hall of Fame. With Hasek being arguably the greatest goalie of all time, there is no question that this ranks as the greatest trade in Buffalo Sabres history. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. Remember to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. And as always, have a fantastic week.